And welcome to a absolutely glorious morning, to say the least. If anybody, I don't know if there are any men out there that don't golf in the state of Georgia, but I will tell you this, if you don't, and you come out here and you see this course and this weather and this setting, you're going to be wondering what you're doing with your life if you don't have a set of clubs, because this is Drew Butler sitting along me, a Chamber of Commerce day, to say the least.
Yeah, gorgeous Monday morning. We're out here at Horseshoe Bend Country Club in Roswell for the 33rd annual Right from the Heart Golf Classic. I think the high today is about 72 steak. It feels about 60 right now. It is absolutely perfect.
Awesome.
A great day to be out here. And a great weekend to recap right here on the Steakhouse.
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of reaction. I don't know about you, Drew, from our show on Friday, where it was just so organic and authentic.
And fun.
Yeah, you, me, and Rusty. I mean, people really were paying attention, especially with you two guys on the air with me that day. And, you know, as I said to people, listen, Drew Butler is not putting on Falcon pom-poms. That's not how he grew up. Grew up in Chicago, played in various NFL teams. Obviously, he's a damn good dog, a Georgia guy, but he has no reason to throw bouquets. Rusty, same, but he's a Falcon fan for 50 years.
Right.
And to hear both of them, unrehearsed, come in and say, what are we talking about in terms of holding that draft pick and worrying that we overreached or any. It was really what the three of us thought was the perfect scenario for the Falcons.
I thought it was awesome, and they continued to get great picks and address their needs. Obviously, the big news was Jalen Walker ending up at 15, the Falcons taking him, getting that dynamic, versatile defensive playmaker. Then they trade away some picks, get back into the first round to take edge rusher James Pierce Jr. I like this pick more and more as time goes on. Then they get Xavier Watts out of Notre Dame. Our buddy Wes Durham said this is one of the best defensive playmakers in the entire draft. Billy Bowman out of Oklahoma, a defensive back as well. They cap things off with Jack Nelson, a big offensive lineman from Wisconsin. So I think the Falcons had a great draft. I think those are guys who are going to be able to get on the field early, make a difference, rush the passer. It's exactly what the Falcons needed.
Yeah, so great bolt of energy throughout the city for how that played out. And I can tell you, that haven't been, I'm trying to recap my weekend because I was literally everywhere. I was at the Georgia World Congress Center all day yesterday. My daughter's final dance competition ever, so that was emotional. I was at two soccer games
Wow.
with Bobby, and had a night out in Buckhead where I saw a bunch of folks on Saturday night come from the famous Swan House Ball that was going on to benefit the Atlanta History Center. And invariably, every question was about Shedeur Sanders or the Falcons draft.
Right.
For the first two-thirds of my weekend. What happened with Shedeur Sanders at 144? What's your opinion? And then, of course, how'd you feel about the draft? But then yesterday, when word spreads, was it yesterday morning that starts to spread?
You saw the videos of the prank calls going out to Shedeur Sanders over the weekend, but yesterday is when it was announced that Jax Ulbrich, the son of Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich, was in on the prank calls. And he was the one that sourced the private phone number that Shedeur Sanders had only given out to NFL teams, keeping that phone to make sure that that would be the only people who had that number to call him to say, we're going to take you with this draft pick. A big, big moment in his life. Obviously, with how far he slid down into the fifth round, it was becoming a bigger and bigger storyline, and embarrassing for the Atlanta Falcons, no question about it.
Beyond embarrassing for the organization, for the family involved. Disgraceful to do that to any human being, let alone to Shedeur Sanders. If you did it to a fifth rounder that maybe went to a rival, whatever your motive was, right?
Yeah.
It still would have been despicable. But to do it during one of the, if not the most famous collapse isn't the word, the most famous fall from stature in terms mm-hmm. of the draft in history. Right?
Without question.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Rodgers went, what, late
yeah,
first?
I think he was picked 25th or something.
Yeah, I mean, that was a famous one. You had the camera on him. There had been a few others. Shedeur Sanders was the first pick in the draft, maybe 8 months ago.
I mean, Mel Kiper had him rated higher than Cam Ward.
Right.
Cam Ward went number one overall. Kiper was losing his mind throughout the draft coverage. You're starting to see big-time sports personalities over the weekend when Shador kept falling, like a Stephen A. Smith say, you know, I'm hearing this is Colin Kaepernick-type collusion among the NFL owners to come together and say, do not take this kid for whatever reason. But it was becoming such a big storyline for all of the obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And then the prank call comes out in which a member of the Atlanta Falcons' adjacent family was responsible for the despicable prank call. So if you're a Falcons fan, you know, rinse and repeat. It feels like one step forward, two steps back. We should all be talking about how great the draft class was, how they addressed their needs, how they're going to make a difference in 2025. And yet here we are talking about a 21-year-old son of a coach.
Yeah, and I just, you know, there's a lot of tentacles to the story.
That's correct.
I can just tell you this. The NFL draft was a really big story. If you're a basketball fan, there was a spectacular game yesterday between LeBron James and Anthony Edwards and Luka Doncic. There's a big golf tournament was going on in New Orleans.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff. Jeff Albrechts and the Falcons were the lead story on ESPN.com for basically the entire day. And I want you to think about it from your owner, Arthur Blank, a multi-billionaire who has been through the ringer for 7 years.
Correct.
Who lost draft picks over Kirk Cousins opening his mouth about contacting him too early. They lost draft picks down the line earlier about crowd noise. The organization's had to fire people. He has been under the gun for 7 straight years out of the playoffs. You have a pinnacle moment, a seminal moment of trading into the first round to get another pass rusher. And now you are trending on ESPN. The level of embarrassment that, you know, the headline is Falcons. Falcons defensive coordinator's son.
Yes.
Responsible.
Bad headlines.
Dude,
bad headlines. You don't want that. And the way they found out it was Jax Ulbrich was that somebody who was in the room posted a picture of them on the phone with Shador, and they noticed it was Jax Ulbrich in the background. Then, of course, the news cycle starts to spin out of control, and they had to put out a statement.
I don't know what they want us to do when they set us up here, and they're telling us to be quiet.
They are. I apologize.
No, you shouldn't apologize because this is a radio show.
Okay.
So this is actually what we're
supposed to. I'm getting scolded right now. I have headphones on. I don't know what's being said outside the headphones.
Well, they're doing the pre-golf tournament, the pre-golf tournament kind of dedications. So now we literally sound like we're sitting in Augusta National.
Some guy just gave me the Dikembe Mutombo finger wag.
So, again, what I would say is don't set up our radio show to be standing over the announcements and then have I haven't had this many people look at me with this much disgust since I'm trying to think of a scenario. Since showing up late to an engagement party, my wife was waiting for 2 hours and maybe it's like 15 women just shaking their finger at me. But we have an entire group here, so I mean, and again, they're making some kind of dedication.
Did they tell us
to sit out here? This is where they told us to be. Okay, I'm gonna exercise some restraint here. But this is a strange way to do a show to being scolded by. Literally, we have an entire group of people looking at us with disgust that we are carrying on like a couple of buffoons while they're making a dedication to obviously something to do with the Right from the Heart 33rd annual golf tournament. This is what we'll say also. Can you imagine, and I can say this as a dad of a 13-year-old, there's so many dads listening. This is when you are tested of what is your role as a dad.
Right.
Because, the last thing we're going to do is condone that kind of behavior at all. But how do you come through for your kid, or how do you handle it with your kid? And, of course, it's beyond a teaching moment. That kid's life is spiraling in a manner that, listen, we're dumb at 21 and 22. The things we did in college that risked our lives, the stupidity of the lack of just, a common sense. And I can only imagine.
Just not thinking about the repercussions or what could happen
or the other
down
person,
the line. Yes.
Or what, any of it.
Yeah.
And what is the dad's role in that? Right, let's do a quick 9 at 9, and hopefully when we come back, I can carry on my antics. I know. I'm sorry. Braves have a pretty good weekend until yesterday. 8-2 win Friday night. Saturday, they survive a 4-home run night from, what was it, Eugenio Suarez?
Correct.
4 home runs. They lose yesterday 6-4, but take 2 out of 3 from Arizona.
Yeah, and they got 4 games coming up in Denver to take on the Colorado Rockies. If they win 3 of 4, they're back to 500. To close out April, so Braves could really kind of right the ship here, and the Rockies are historically bad. So Atlanta, a great opportunity to get back to 500.
A 5-1 homestand followed by a 2-1 road trip so far. That's 7-2. That's how you start to erase that 0-7 start. What do you need to know from the NBA of note? The Lakers and Luka Doncic, you know, the greatest trade made in modern history. They're 1 loss away from being out in the first round. Our own Anthony Edwards from Georgia goes for 43 in front of his home crowd. They win 116-113. They're up 3-1 in that series.
Yeah, the Knicks beat the Pistons 94-93. Jeez, Louise, with an absolutely unbelievably controversial no-call at the end of the game. The Pistons lose by 1. In every sense of the word, they should have had 3 free throws to end that game to beat the Knicks. Now they're down 3-1. Knicks leading that series 3-1, heading back to
New York. NBA had to release the statement because that's what they do now. They review the film, and they said the referees simply missed the call. Pacers are getting ready to eliminate the Bucks. Damon Lillard's career certainly hanging in the balance. Looks like a torn Achilles.
Looks like a torn Achilles, and if they do get bounced, the Bucks, they're down 3-1 to the Pacers. I think a huge offseason storyline will be what happens with Giannis Antetokounmpo.
And the Celtics up 3-1, no surprise there. Jason Tatum goes off. He is a man on a mission. I think that gives you some of the things you need to know. Listen, we're going to go to break. We're going to hopefully have these guys go out on the golf course. Now they're doing a prayer. This is, I'm sorry, but wow. You talk about an angry mob staring at us. We can say mob in at this course.
Yes.
If we were at Augusta, we'd never be able to broadcast again. We're live at Horseshoe Bend in Roswell, the 33rd annual Right from the Heart Classic.